good morning, friends.
早安.
I'm curious to know if anyone is here hearing me for the first time.
我们这边有没有第一次听到 Charles 牧师第一次讲到? 有没有？请你举手。
Okay, a few of you. This is good.
有几个，很好。
Because this is going to be the best sermon you've ever heard today.
因为这是最好的一次讲的信息。
I'm talking about something that's near and dear to my heart today.
我现在跟你分享是对我来讲是心里我觉得是非常重要的一件事情。
And in a lot of ways, it's very simplistic and easy to understand.
但非常的简单能够了解的。
But I, for myself, it's important to hear this over and over throughout my life.
对我来讲，我在我的生命里面，我要常常听到这样的讲。
And it's the topic of knowing the difference between knowing Christ as your Savior, and knowing Him as your Lord.
是真的非常的清楚到底耶稣是你的救主呢，是不是还是你的主？
The Bible uses many descriptions to describe Jesus Christ.
在圣经里面有很多地方讲了耶稣基督是主。
And two of those is Savior and Lord.
在两处的这边特别讲到一个是讲到是救主跟主。
And sometimes we might think, is there a difference? I thought they were the same.
And对我们来讲，是不是这是同样一件事情呢？
And they are actually very different. And you're wondering why this ladder is up here.
但其实是非常不一样，你们会觉得很奇怪，为什么这边有一个梯子？
And it's up here because it's going to help me explain some things.
因为在这边是因为我要跟你解释一下。
I don't know about when you went to school, but when I went to school,
我不晓得你当初你自己去念书的时候，但我记得我念书的时候。
I didn't learn a lot by hearing.
我没有，并不是常常一边听到以后学到的。
I learned by seeing and doing.
我很喜欢是看到了我就去做。
And so we're going to have a little bit of that today.
所以我们今天要看到来做。
I would like to start by giving you the definition of Jesus as Savior.
我要先给你开始讲到耶稣基督是救主的定义。
And in your bulletin, the first scripture.
在你的周报里面，里面的第一个讲到的圣经。
It's actually 1 John.
是讲到约翰一书四章。
So go back to the book of Revelation in the very far back, and you're almost at the book of 1 John.
就是讲到约翰一书。
And in 1 John chapter 4, it gives us a definition.
给我们看到一个这个主的定义是什么。
And we're going to read that in just a moment.
我们今天一起来念。
But I want you to hear my definition of what Savior means.
但是我要先给你解释在我的里面救主是什么意思。
Jesus as Savior means He delivers humanity from sin and its consequences.
耶稣是救主的意思是说，他拯救人类，就脱离罪跟原来罪造成的后果。
And in 1 John 4, 14,
在约翰一书四章第十四节，
we read, And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world.
我们看见也做见证说父差遣儿子做世人的救主。
I love that because it's crystal clear.
我非常喜欢它，因为它是讲得非常的清楚。
It's simple to comprehend.
是非常简单的能了解。
And if you asked most Christians in the world,
如果你在这世界上你问这些基督徒一个问题，
They would say, yes, I know Jesus as my Savior.
都会说是的，我知道耶稣基督是我的救主。
And that's a good thing. We should know Him as our Savior.
是非常好的，我们应该知道他是我们的救主。
You probably remember the story of the Samaritan woman that was getting water at the well.
你们应该记得在约翰福音里面第十章讲到撒玛利亚人去那个井里打水。
And it was a hot day like today, and Jesus went there at noon.
因为非常的热，就像今天一样，他是中午去打水。
And his throat was thirsty, just like ours.
他的喉咙非常饥渴，就像我们一样。
And he says to the Samaritan woman, give me a drink.
耶稣向他说，你给我点水喝。
And the Samaritan woman was surprised.
这个撒玛利亚人非常的惊讶。
Because Jews and Samaritan didn't get along.
因为撒玛利亚跟犹太人是
But he explained to this woman who he was and why he was here.
他向这撒玛利亚讲说他是谁，他为什么在这里。
And the Samaritans believed in the Torah, the Old Testament part.
撒玛利亚人他们是相信这个旧的这个 Torah 这个本书。
And just like the Jews, they were waiting for the Messiah to come.
就也一样跟犹太人相信这个弥赛亚会要来。
And they knew from the Old Testament the Messiah would be the Savior of the world.
他们知道这个弥赛亚呢就是这个世界上的一个救主。
And she realized who he was, and she ran back to her village.
当她认识她是谁的时候，马上她就回到她的村子里去。
And she told them everything she experienced with Jesus.
她跟大家分享她跟神耶稣的一起在一起的经历。
And that brings us to 1 John chapter 4.
让我们可以看到约翰福音第四章。
And she's explaining to her village that the Savior of the world has finally showed up.
在这个救主呢现在来到了。
So now we're going to look at how the village responds in John chapter 4.
那我们来看看在村子里面是怎么样反应的。
John chapter 4, also verse 42.
约翰福音四章四十二节这样说。
Here's what the village people said about Jesus.
这个是村子里面在怎么样讲耶稣是谁。
They said to the woman, No longer do we believe because of your words, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know this one is really the Savior of the world.
在村子里面就告诉这个妇人说，现在我们信不再是因为你讲的话，而是因为我们亲耳听到了，便知道这是一个真正的世界的救主。
Through one woman that was just getting water,
就是一个妇人去打水的时候，
Her whole village was saved.
整个村子里都认识了耶稣，整被拯救。
Because they realized he's the Messiah and he's the Savior of the world.
因为他们都看到他就是弥赛亚，他是世界上的救主。
I noticed today in the second song that we sang,
我看到我们今天唱的第二首歌。
There was a line about Jesus being Lord.
那边讲到说耶稣就是主。
And so here's how I want you to think of it.
我叫你要来思想一下。
I'm not saying Jesus is a ladder.
我现在不是讲说耶稣是这个梯子。
But this will help explain it.
但是可以帮助我们能够更多了解。
This side of the ladder is not meant for climbing up.
那边的呢，并不是让你可以爬上去的。
If you try and climb a ladder on this side, you're going to have a problem. It's not meant to hold you.
如果你是从那边爬上去的话，它没有办法支持你的重量。
This side is meant to hold you. This side's strong.
这个地方是非常强的，是可以支持你的重量的。
And you need both pieces of the ladder.
但是你需要两个一起的平衡。
So a way to think of it.
让我们来想一想。
This is the Savior part.
这边是一个是救主的。
This is the Lord part.
这个地方是讲的耶稣是主。
And they both serve a purpose.
但他们都有同样的一个意义在那边。
And they're both one.
他们但是同样是一个的。
But you want to climb on this side.
但是你要记得你是要爬这边。
We're going to come back to this.
我们等一下再回来。
So the definition for Lord.
在我们这边看到耶稣是主的定义。
Is master, ruler.
是讲到他是一个我们的主，他是一个统治者。
If somebody's my lord, I belong to them.
如果他是的话，他就是我的主人，我属于他的。
That's different than savior.
这个跟救主是不一样的。
When we know Jesus as Lord, it involves.
当我们知道说耶稣是主的话，是这样子的。
Submitting to his authority.
是我们顺服在他的主权下面。
Each and every day.
每一天都顺服在他面前。
It's almost as if Jesus did his part by being the Savior.
就像耶稣他已经做了他该做，他成为一个救主。
Now we need to do our part and allow him to be Lord of our life.
现在我们该做的呢，就是在这个地方我们要让他成为我们生命里面的主。
It's a choice.
是一个选择的。
Scripture says he came to save the whole world.
在圣经里面他说他来拯救整个世界。
But he wants to be Lord of my life.
但是他希望做我们生命里面的主。
And Lord of your life.
你们生命里的主。
Every single day.
每一天都这样子。
Simple.
这是非常简单。
But not always easy.
但是却很困难做到。
Matthew 28:18, Jesus himself says,
马太福音第二十八章这样说。
It's in red letters. Well, at least in my Bible it is. Which means Jesus said it.
就是讲说是耶稣说的。
And Jesus says, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
天上地下所有的权柄都给了我。
John 14, 15, Jesus says again,
and 耶稣在约翰福音十四章十五节又继续这样说。
If you love me, keep my commandments.
如果你们爱我，就要遵守我的命令。
You could think of these as the commandments.
如果你们看这样的一个梯子的话，这边呢是讲到他所的命令。
And what he's telling us is,
他是这样子告诉我们。
I don't want to just be your savior.
我不要只是做你的救主。
I want you to rely on me every single day.
我希望你每一天都依靠我。
So when I get up in the morning, I have a choice.
哎，每天早上我醒来的时候，我有个选择。
Is Jesus my Lord today?
耶稣是我的主吗？
I could say no.
我可以说不是。
But we should say yeah.
我们应该说也许。
Philippians chapter 2. Let's turn there together.
在腓立比书第二章。如果你有圣经的话，请你翻到腓立比书第二章。
The apostle Paul took the time to write a letter.
在保罗呢，他花这个时间去。写这本书。
And it was to the church in Philippi.
是在腓立比的教会的。
So in chapter 2, verse 9.
在第二章第九节地方讲。
I'm going to read verse 9 through 11.
我从第九章第九到十二节。
And then Bianca will read it.
然后我会再念中文。
Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord. It doesn't say Savior, although that's true.It's specific that it says Lord to the glory of God the Father.
九节到十二节，所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地下和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。这边没有讲说是为救主，而是讲说称耶稣为主。
So what does this mean?
所以这到底是什么意思呢?
It means at the end, every knee will bow.
到最后每一个人都要屈膝。
Some knees will bow in reverence of him being Lord of our life.
有很多人是因为屈膝的是因为他是我们生命里的主。
Many knees will bow in shame and disgrace.
有些人是屈膝是因为他们觉得他们非常的愧疚。
Because it was not done with Jesus as Lord.
因为他们这一生中，他们并没有顺从耶稣基督为主。
So we have a choice: who's Lord of our life?
我们有一个选择，到底耶稣是什么？是我们的主吗？
Is it me or Jesus?
这主是我自己呢，还是耶稣？
There was a time in my life. The year was 1992.
在一九九二年的时候
，I was going about my business.
我在那边做我自己的事情。
And my wife came to me and said,
And 我的太太来跟我说
We were married at the time.
我们那时候已经结婚了
And she said, I'm going to go a different way.
我要跟你走不同的路了
And in that moment, I realized I had been the Lord of my own life.
And 在那个时候忽然醒悟在我这一生中我永远是我自己的主
And I had a choice to make.
And 我必须要有做一个选择
Was I going to keep going the way I was going?
我是否要继续走我想要走的路呢?
And I didn't like the results I was getting.
但是我一点也不喜欢这些的后果。
Or was I going to let Christ be Lord of my life?
我还是要让耶稣做我这一生中的主。
And I made a decision that day.
我就在那一天我做了一个选择。
No matter what, Christ was going to be Lord of my life.
不管怎么样，耶稣基督会是我这一生中的主。
Because I tried it myself and it didn't work.
因为我自己是尝试着做，但是一点都结果不好。
I messed things up.
我很多都做得一塌糊涂。
I did things I shouldn't do.
我做了一些我不该做的事情。
My marriage fell apart.
我那时候我的婚姻也失败。
And I can remember laying flat on my back at night outside.
我就记得那时候我在晚上躺在地上的时候。
Looking up the stars in heaven.
这就看到天上的星星。
And I remember saying to God.
我那时候跟耶稣跟神说。
You created and made the universe.
也许你创造这个宇宙。
I trust you to remake my heart.
And 我相信你可以改变我的心。
And that's when lordship really came clear to me.
And 在那个时候让我看到这个主权的主是什么
意思。I was on this side of the ladder trying to do it my own way.
And 过去我在另外那一边的那个梯子那边一直只是把它当救主做我自己该做的事情。
I promise you, if you try and climb a ladder over here, you're going to get in trouble.
And 如果你想从那边爬梯子的话，你就会发生事情。
But if you climb on this side, the lordship side, you're going to be okay.
但是如果你在这个地方爬这个楼梯，耶稣是你的主的话，你就会没事。
I have a question for you.
我有一个问题。
Do you all believe that this is a ladder?
你是不是相信这是一个梯子呢？
How about this? Raise your hand if you don't think that's a ladder.
举起你的手来，你相信这不是一个梯子？你不相信这是一个梯子？
Good. We're all on the same page. We all believe that this is a ladder.
对，我们都相信是的，这是一个梯子。
We all accept that this is a ladder.
我们也接受这是一个梯子。
Just like we accept that Bianca's translating right now.
就像我们接受我在帮她翻译。
Is that enough?
是不是够呢？
Is it enough to accept that this is a ladder, or is it better to receive it as a ladder?
是不是只要是一个了解说这是个梯子，还是说你真的是愿意有这个相信这是个梯子？
Here's what I'm getting at. If I have to paint the ceiling,
如果说我今天需要把这个天花板油漆，
I can't reach it.
我够不到。
But if I'm stubborn and I tell the ladder, no, thank you.
但是我非常的倔强，我就
说我不需要这梯子。I'm just gonna try and do
it on my own. 我就需要这边，也许跳在那边去刷这个天花板。
Or I can receive this ladder.
但是也许呢，我就接受这边有个梯子。
And I can allow this ladder to lift me up and do what I need to do.
让这个梯子能让我能够走得更高，所以我可以。
This is where God wants us.
这是神要我们所走的。
There's a difference between accepting.And receiving.
And 这边是有一个，只是一个是接受，还是真正的、完全的认识跟接受。
Those of you that are married, when you go on your honeymoon,
and 当一些刚结婚的时候，你去你的蜜月的时候
，you don't just accept that you're married.
And 你不是只是接受哦，你结婚了。
You receive each other.
但是呢，你完全的接纳对方。
And it's the same with our relationship with God.
And 同样，这是我们跟耶稣、我们跟神的关系。
We are called to receive Christ, not just accept.
不只是一个接受，而是完全的接纳。
Scripture says the demons accept that Jesus is Lord. They accept it. They understand it.
And 圣经上说，撒旦也相信耶稣是能够拯救、做拯救。
But they don't receive it in their heart.
但他们并没有真正进入他们的心里面。
Which is what we are called to do.
And 这是我们被呼召要做的事情。
Here's my definition of genuine faith.
And 这是我对一个真实的一个信心的一个定义。
Because maybe you're sitting there and you're thinking, well, I'm not sure exactly what he means by what he's saying.
我可能不是真的非常清楚你到底在说什么。
Here's a great definition, and I didn't come up with it.
And 这边有一个非常好的定义，这并不是我自己创造出来的。
Genuine faith involves both confessing Jesus as Lord.And believing in His resurrection for salvation.
一个真正的信心和信仰呢，是讲到包括承认耶稣是主，并相信他的复活和救赎。
Here's confessing Him as Lord.
And 这边一边讲到说他是我们的主。
Here's believing in His resurrection for salvation.
相信他的为我们所做的，然后他的复活跟救赎。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 10.
让我们来看罗马书第十章。
The Apostle Paul took the time to write a letter to the Christians in Rome.
And 他在那边呢是为了基督徒，他这样说写。
And if you think our country is messed up, you should try living in Rome in the first century.
And 如果你觉得我们的国家是一塌糊涂的话，你试试想想你当时在罗马帝国时候生活的情况。
Romans chapter 10, verse 9.
And 罗马书第十章第九节。
If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved.
所以在这边讲说，你若口里认耶稣为主，并心里相信神使他从死里复活，你就必得救。
I have that marked in my Bible as the salvation prayer.
And 这个是在我这边特别记下来，这是我得救的一个证据。
And my hope is that I can share that scripture with people when talking with them.
And 我希望能够这样借着这样的一个写下来呢，我可以跟人家分享我福音。
Because I don't have to figure out the formula or the way God wants us to do things.
但是我不需要用我自己来找一些方程式来决定做什么事情。
He wrote it down for me because he knows I forget.
他已经为我写下了提醒我了，因为他知道我会常常忘记。
Without Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10,
and 如果没有罗马书第九第九到第十节
we don't have transformation,
and 我们不会有改变的
as a human being,
and 就像我们在自己的人生不会改变。
Scripture is clear that we're born in sin and separate from God,
and 我这圣经上很明显的让我们看到，我们是犯了罪，跟神是隔离的。
But it's Romans chapter 10 verse 9 that makes a bridge.
And 但是这个地方在第九节上看到神他成为了一个桥梁。
Faith is considered dead without transformation.
And 如果有信心但是你没有转变的话这是死的。
Scripture says we're a new creation in Christ.
我们是一个重生的人。
In James chapter 2, let's take a look at that. This will be my last verse.
在雅各书第二章第二十六节。
James chapter 2. Well, my Bible doesn't have James anymore. I can't find it. It's disappeared. Here it is. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead.
身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
Let's think about that for a moment. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead.
但我们想好好思想，身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
I don't want anyone to leave today without knowing Jesus as Savior and Lord.
我其实希望在你离开之前非常清楚知道耶稣不但是救主也是我们的一生的主。
It is such an honor to come and preach with you.
我真的觉得非常荣幸的可以来在这边跟你们一起分享神的话语。
And for Pastor Enoch to take a break.
让他能够我们的牧师能够休息一下。
It is so important because the weight on his shoulder is heavy.
And 我们知道在他身我们的侯牧师身上的肩膀是非常有很大的负担的。
I know he wouldn't be here if he didn't care about each and every one of you.
我相信你不会在这边如果他真的不真的非常关心跟爱你的话。
And rest is just as important as work.
And 有的时候我们是需要休息的跟我们的工作一样的重要。
We're going to pause on the message. I'll come back up in a few minutes. I believe we're going to sing a song.
And 我需要我们稍微停一下。我相信我们要。
And we have some announcements.
And 要唱首诗歌。
And then I will come up and I will give my closing.
然后我到最后会结束。